I shall miss your call on purpose. I missed your call today on purpose. Your voice would have been so many years of shock therapy. Better you are dead to me. But the forest fire of neuron snaps lit up my mind like a switchboard in New York so many Septembers ago. I did not know you then. I cannot say I know you now. The best times I knew you, we had that talent for recycling one another's exhaled breath. When I swore we had in another life been conjoined, twins in love forever. The best times I knew you are dust on the sun-baked dashboard of a 68 Mustang, rusted out and abandoned on a sun-blanched desert strip that makes anyone passing by turn a head, salute to a past life. But the driver's long gone. Anyone, too, drives on. When I covered your body with blankets of open air and restless sun, the Fort Phoenix in the high grass upon the bed of New England kings, and watched how lovely your lids and lashes eclipsed the singular brown of your ecstatic eyes. How proud I was to have in my hometown such a place to borrow with you. Our second night in Barcelona was our second night together, as it were. When, as we drew the blankets over our head, I felt there was someone else in the room, and how that terrified you. And how many more of those terrifying moments I would sense or otherwise put you through. Was it I or we that were haunted? I never meant to be the monster, but since I saw the costume, I had to try it on. The fervor of those days is gone. Perhaps only for now. I am drifting in the bark upon still, hapless, burning waters, and within each glisten, the sunlight captures in the black dawn of my eye the image of my ear against your chest. I have stood too close to the canvas of you, wrote in my mind high praise for your making, fancied the brushstroke of it all, the colors, slashed and burned earlier works, renounced earlier technique. Invented deities and demigods to extract stories of heroes attempting a rise in your honor. All for your honor. And what honor was that? Indeed, I was out of my mind. I have taken my steps back. I have at last said out loud, you were just a painting, and now I prefer to leave you hanging on the wall, in some half-lit corridor, linking no particular point at all to that first moment we met. No hurrah, no regret. Perhaps, in 60 years, on the eve of my deathbed, I will come back down this corridor, alone, and standing there before your painting, after the slow replay of how it came to be, I will sign my name in the lower right corner and claim the monstrous you became. For now, you were just a crazy dream. I was just a crazy painter. My sanity now regained. I shall miss your call on purpose.